Today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of telling stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We have already told three stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and today we're going to do four more stories. So, story number four. Amar Lei Debitu, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife said to him, Emas Nezel V'Nistar Kulei Hai. Till when are we going to be so poor that we're going to suffer so much? Amar Lei, my Navid, he said, what do you want me to do? So, Bar Rachme Dines V'Lach Midi. So she said, what do you mean, Davin, that Hashem should give you something? So, Bar Rachme, he Davin, Yatsak Min Pisas Yad, and a hand came down from Shemayim, V'Yavu Leichad Kara De Petora De Dava, and gave him one leg of a golden table. Chaz B'Chalma, Asidi Tzadiki Da Avli De Achli, A Petora De Dava, De Isle Tas Kari, V'Ato Chalas Aposu to tray curry. He saw that in a dream that the tzaddikim lasad lavo are going to sit by tables that have three legs, golden tables that have three legs. He's only sitting by one that has two legs because apparently he used up one of the legs of his table to be able to be rewarded in this world. So his wife said, is it good for you? Do you think you're going to be happy that when everyone else is eating on a full table and you're only going to be on a table that's missing something? So Amrlei, my Navid. So she said to him, "But what should we do? What do you think? What do you think we should do to solve the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave us this one leg of a table." So Bay Rachmei Dineshkalinu Minach. She said, "Maybe we should daven that Hashem should take the leg of the table back." Bay Rachmei Ushkaluhu. He davened, and that leg of the table is taken back. Tana Gadol Hayenes Achron Mirishon. The second Yosem in Arishon. The second nace of taking the table back was greater than the first nace of having the leg of the table come down in the first place. The Gemiri, the Me'avyavi Mishkalo Shakli, because there is a tradition that we have that things are given from Shemayim, they're never taken back to Shemayim. That's story number four. Now we're up to story number five. Chad Be'Shimshei, one Erev Shabbos, during Ben Hashmashos, during a period right before Shabbos, or as Shabbos was about to begin, Chazi Lebarti Davas Atziva. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa saw that his wife was very sad. So Amar La, Biti Lemay Atzivas, he said, why are you so sad? Amar Le, she said, Kli Shel Chometz Nischaydef Li B'Kli Shel Shemen, that I accidentally mixed up the vinegar bottle with the oil bottle, v'dakti mimenu orel Shabbos, and I accidentally lit the vinegar for Shabbos candles instead of the oil. Amala, so it's not going to last, and it was too late to light new ones because it was ready Shabbos. So Amala, he sat there, biti ma'ich badach, what does it matter to you? Misham l'shamen v'yidok u'yomar l'chametz v'yidok. The same God that tells oil that it should light is one that could tell vinegar to light also. Meaning, just because in the natural world vinegar doesn't light, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that controls nature. So don't worry about it. So Tana, the Chum Toat Hayadolik Valdech Kol Yom Kulo, it actually stayed lit the entire Shabbos, Achiv Viyu Mimenu Ar Lavdala, until to the point that they were even able to bring from that light that was fueled by vinegar, they were able to get Or Shalavdala. So let's make a concept over here. The concept will be Misha Omar L'Shemen V'Yadlik Hu Yomar L'Chometz V'Yadlik. The same Hashem that makes nature happen can make things that are supernatural happen as well. Sixth story. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Havalei Hanach Izi. He had certain goats that we'll learn more about soon. Amrulei Kamafsedan. So his neighbor said to him, your goats are grazing in my fields and they're causing me a loss. So Amar, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said that he knows that they're lying. He knew that they were lying. So he said to them, let's see if you're telling the truth. I Kamafsedan Nechlim Udube. If you are right, then the goats should be, that the goats are costing you money. Let wolves come or bears come and come and eat these goats. And if you're lying to me, then each of these goats are going to come back this evening from the field with a wolf in its caught in its horns. So, meaning, even though that's totally unnatural for a goat to be able to overpower a wolf, that's how sure I am that I'm correct, that Hashem will back me up on this. Lo'urta, that night, I see kol chada v'chada duba b'karnayu. They each came back with a wolf in their horns. So story number seven, final story. Havalei ahi shibavta. He had, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had a certain neighbor, the Kabanya Besa, that built a house, and v'lo matuk shure. And when she put the beams on the house, the beams didn't reach all the way across from one wall to the other. The beams were too short. They placed the wrong order. Something happened wrong. Asil kameh. So she came to her neighbor, Amrulay, and she said to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Benisi besi v'lo kamatuk shurei. I built my house, but my beams don't reach. Amrula mashmech. So he said to her, what's your name? Amrulay, she said, Aiku. My name is Aiku. So Amar Aiku Nimtuk Shurech. So he says, your Aiku, your beams should grow longer. Tana, We learn about this. The Chacham taught about this. Higiu ad sheyatzu amalekan v'amalekan. Not only did they grow longer and reach from one end of the house, they actually overreached by one amma on each side of the house. V'yeshomun, and some say that the nace wasn't that the beams themselves were longer, but rather snifin asa'um. They attached pieces of wood to the ends of the beams, and through that the beams were lengthened. So Tanya plima omer ani reisi osa bais ve'yikrosu v'yotzos amalekan v'amalekan v'amali baisa shekira Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa b'tfilaso. He said, well, I actually saw the house, and there was the beams reached more than an amma. There was an amma overhang on each side of the house, and everyone knew that was the house that Rabbi Chanina Mendoza had davened for. So main point number one, four more stories of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza: the one with the golden leg from heaven, the one with the vinegar staying lit, the one with the goats proving that they don't steal, and the one with the beams that were elongated through tefillah. Those are the four stories. So the Gemara goes back now to the story number six, where we spoke about the goats of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, mehechan avalei izim, where do you have goats from? V'ha'ani havi. We just said in one of the other stories that he was incredibly poor. Poor people don't own flocks of goats. Va'od, and not only that, omer chacham, ein megadlin behem adaka b'eretz Yisrael. That's an important concept. Ein megadlin behem adaka b'eretz Yisrael. There's a halacha. They're not supposed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael because they could ruin the fields, and it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We try not to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. So how is he allowed to do this? So Amar of Pinchas, Rav Pinchas says that these goats were not his. So one time, a guy was passing by Rav Chanina Mendoza's house, and he put down some chickens there and he left them there. And Rav Chanina Mendoza's wife found the chickens, and he said to her, don't eat from the eggs of these chickens, because it's an aveda. We need to find the guy who owns it. So v'hirbu abeitim, it got to be so many eggs, and from those eggs, the tarnagolin, so many chickens were hatched, v'yimitzarunosam, and because there were so many, it was very difficult to hold on to all of them and to find storage for all of them. So mecharon v'kanabidmein izin. So Rabbi Chanina Mendoza sold them and decided to buy goats with that money. So those goats weren't really his. He was just watching them until the rightful owner of the chickens that would come back, and then he'd give him a whole flock of goats. The Gemara says how Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, how it could be that in the end he actually returned the lost object. One time, the guy who lost the chickens was walking by, and he said to one of his friends, "You know, I left some chickens here." Rabbi Chanina heard him say this, and he said, "Yesh lecha behen simin? Do you have a simin?" Amar lo hein. He says, "Yeah, nasan lo simin." He gave a simin v'natal season, so he got to take the goats. Vehein hein easy die to dubi b'karnayhu, and those are the goats that we learned about the other story about, that they brought the wolves in their horns. The Gemara tells us about other great Talmid Chachamim who were very poor. Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, the Chikle Milsatuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Padas had a tremendously poor Avad Milsa. So he did Akazas Dam, he did bloodletting, Velave Midi Lemitam, but he had nothing to eat right afterwards, and it was very important that they have a Su'uda right after bloodletting. So Shakal Brad de Tuma, he took a stalk of garlic, v'shadya b'pume, and he put it in his mouth, chalash libe, and he passed out, v'nim, and he fell asleep. Also, Rabban Shilibe, the Rabban came to see how he was doing, chaziyu d'kabachi v'chayach, and they saw that he was, during his sleep, he was crying and he was smiling, v'nafak tzitzisa d'nur me'apuse, and a spark of fire came out from his forehead. So that's a very unusual thing for a person to have in his sleep. That's worse than night tremors. So ki itar, when he woke up, amrulei, the Rabban said to him, my time kabachis v'chayach. So first of all, why were you crying and smiling? So Amalu Davi Yasev Imi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, well, I was smiling, Hashem was sitting with me. V'amri Lei, Ad Masa Yitzar B'Hayalma, and I asked him, how long am I going to have to live in suffering in this world? V'amri Lei, and he said to me, Elazar B'ni, Nichalach Da'abchei Le'alma Mereisha. He said, would you want me to turn the whole world to back to the beginning, that I should start over again? Efshar D'Misyaldus B'Shaita D'Mizone, and maybe you'll be born at a better time, under a better mazel, where you'll be Zochet have better food, Sarmi, or more food, Sarmi Lekameh. So I said to Hashem, Kulei Hai, it would take that much just to reverse history, to reverse one man's fate? You would have to change the whole world, Ve'efshar, and even then it's only Efshar. So that's another important concept. kule hai ve'efshar, meaning that's used as an expression to say, if you're going to do that much work, and even then it's only an efshar, it's only a possibility, it's not going to be a guarantee at that point. So Amri Lei, so I also said to Hashem, d'chayi tfeo d'chayena, are the years that I have already lived more, or are the years that I have yet to live more? Have I gone through most of my life? Amri Lei d'chayis, he says, the years that you've lived are more than the years that you're going to live. You're more than halfway done with your life. So that's why I cried. So Amri Lei Kamei, I said to Hashem, im kein lo be'ina, so then I don't want you to turn the whole world backwards in order to make me born under a mazel that I'll have more food. Amri Lei b'hayi gradam, so Hashem said, because of the schar that you said, you don't want me to turn the world backwards, so and undo history, I'm going to give you great schar in Olam Haba. You're going to have 13 rivers of the most expensive aparsimon, pure aparsimon oil. Kipras v'diglas, rivers like the size of the rivers of pras and diglas, that you'll be able to enjoy all in Olam Haba. That's going to be your great reward in Olam Haba. So Rav Elazar ben Pedas said, Amri Lekamei, so I said to Hashem, Hai Vesu Lo, that's what I'm going to get in Olam Haba, nothing more. So Amri Li Ulechavrach Mayehivna, if I'm going to give you more things, then what can I give to anybody else? Meaning I have to save some things for other people. So Amri Li, I said to him, V'ana Migavr Delas Lebi'ina, what, do you think I'm asking from somebody who doesn't have that much, who's limited in what he can give? I'm asking the Ribono Shalom, you're not really limited, meaning what kind of excuse is that? That you can't give me more, because then what are you going to give to my friend? You'll find stuff to give to my friends. You're God. You can give whatever you want. So the Malach hit him on his forehead, and that's where the fire came from, out of his forehead. And he said, Elazar, my son, Giri Bach Giri, I've thrown arrows at you, meaning we've thrown arrows, and he was just saying that to him as like a joke, as a milsa de b'dichusa. So, main point number two, the story of Rav Elazar ben Pedas sleeping and having a conversation with Hashem about his poverty and his future. Now the Gemara brings other stories where the Chum made a tainus because of the rain. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina gazer tainus of lo asa mitra. He made a fast day once and it didn't rain. Amr Leva, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi gazer tainus of asa mitra. So they said to him, but Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi made a fast day and it did rain. Amlu ha'ana habar Levi. He says, I'm one person and he's another person. Meaning we're not on the same madrega. He's a lot better than me. So you can't ask kashas like that. How come when he davens it rains, when I daven it doesn't rain? So Amr Lei, Dinesi, b'nechavin daitin. So they said to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that you should come and they'll daven together. Efshad the tavri tzibur libayu da'asi mitra. Maybe the tzibur will be able together when they daven properly to break the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll make it rain. So bon rachmeh, they davened for rachmanas from Hashem v'lo'asi mitra, but it still didn't rain. Amr Luhus, Rabbi Chama said to the tzibur, nichaluchu sheyavo matar b'shvilenu. Do you want that we should ask for rain, even without the zuchus of the tzibur, just for our own zuchus? Amru lehein, they said, I don't care how you get the rain, just make it rain. So if you have to daven your own zuchus, great. So Amar Rakia Rakia Kasi Panaich. So Rabbi Chama said as a gzeira, heaven, O heaven, cover your face with clouds. Lo is Kasi. And Amar said, when it didn't cover its face with clouds, he said, Kama Azin Pnei Rakia, how stubborn are you, heavens? Ikasi, so then it covered its face with clouds, the whole sky clouded up, and Asa Mitra, it finally rained. Levi Gozer Tanisa. Levi was once Gozer Tanis, V'losa Mitra, and it wouldn't rain. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shalom, Alisov Yashavta B'marim, Ve'ina Tamarachim Al Benecha. So Levi said, Hashem, how could you not have Rachmanas on your children? Asa Mitra Ve'itla. Rain came, but because Levi spoke with such chutzpah toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he became a cripple. Remember the story from Maseches Megillah? In Maseches Megillah, we were discussing different types of bowing, and one of them was Kida. And we said that Levi became crippled from Kida. So we had asked, but wait a second, I thought this story is where Levi became crippled. So he said, this is the reason why Hashem determined that Levi was going to become crippled. How it actually happened was when he was trying to do that special kind of bowing called Kida. Amr Ablazer, the Olam al Yatiach Adam Dvarim Klapim Allah, a person should never speak with chutzpah to Hashem. We'll make that a concept also. Al Yatiach Adam Dvarim Klapim Allah. Shari Adam Gadol Yatiach Dvarim Klapim Allah V'itla, because it happened with one person that he spoke with chutzpah and he became lame. He became he became crippled. Umanu, and who was that? Levi. So frek the Gemara, v'hagar malei, same Gemara that we had in Megillah. Is this really what caused him to become crippled? V'ha achve kida kamei de Rebbe v'itla. But didn't he become crippled when he was showing kida, when he was demonstrating how to do kida? Isn't that what crippled him? Says Gemara, hava hagar malei. Both of them together, they both crippled him. And now a third and final story about someone who's goes there in a fast. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulyani, Shaminu lahanachanani de Ka'amri, heard a certain guy who's in charge of a certain sar, a certain malach, who's in charge of the clouds, say to them, Nesu v'nisvi maya ba'amun umov, let's go and bring rain in Amun umov and not in Eretz Yisrael. Amr lefan of Ribbono Shalom, k'shenasati Torah lamcha Yisrael, k'shenasati Torah lamcha Yisrael, chazart al kolum usvavolum v'lo kiblua, va'achshav atanosin lem matar, when you went around to try to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, you went to all the other nations of the world first, and no one else wanted the Torah. And then, so now you're going to give them rain? They're the ones that rejected the Torah. Shaduacha shaduaduchtaihu. So he davened that instead Hashem should make it rain there in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where Hashem, in fact, sent the rain. So the last main point, three stories about gezeros for rain. One where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Chama bar Chanina had to daven in their own zuchus, not the zuchus of the tzibur. Second, where Levi davened for rain, but it was in a chutzpah dikwei, so he became crippled. And the third, where Rabbi Chiya bar Lulyani convinced Hashem not to make it rain in Amun Amov, but instead to make it rain in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Darash Rabbi Chiya bar Lulyani.